Hello, my name is Wilhelm, and this is the 11th episode of the Nordnordals podcast, or the 4th episode if you're only counting the ones in English. This time I'm sharing another game that I played at Holmcon a few weeks ago, together with Karina, Jin, Fredrik, and Håkon. I played a game of The Daughters of Verona. While I edited this game, I realized it's somewhat confusing to a listener, so I suggest that you take a look at the enclosed chart of how the different characters are related and have it available as you listen. Also, the sound levels are a bit uneven in this episode. You might have to increase or decrease the volume a bit to get all the details in some parts. Sorry about that. Hello, my name is Wilhelm, and tonight we're playing The Daughters of Verona, a story game of Shakespearean comedy. We will play a theatre play together. We have two options. Either we make our own play, or we play the play The Daughters of Verona, which I have prepared. If we want to make our own play, the game will take maybe half an hour longer, because it takes some work to set up everything. Otherwise, we will just play this existing game. It's a good game. So you won't lose anything by playing the pre-existing game.
I think we can stay with the playset for now. If we will, if we, it's probably easier. Maybe if we will play it another time later, then we could do our own play set. But for now, I think it's easiest to just stay with the one that we got.
Yep, plus one. Okay.
Everyone fine?
Okay.
All right. We are playing a Shakespearean comedy. And is there anyone here who has no idea of this, what this means, hasn't seen any of Shakespeare's comedy plays or the fantastic Shakespeare in Love movie or anything like that?
Well, that's sort of a difficult question.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing. It's not a problem if you haven't. I just want to know where to set the explanation.
I think I saw the movie, Shakespeare in Love. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know the play. This
no.
One.
No. This play wasn't known until I wrote it. So.
Okay.
It's written in Shakespearean style, but it's not one of his plays. I have just stolen bits and pieces from
okay.
everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I know Shakespeare enough to fake it.
Okay. All right. Then I will tell you the truths of our story. These things are true. The story is a comedy, and comedies end with a feast and marriages for the lovers, and that is one of the core features of the game. It ends with marriages. That is a comedy. Do not speak in third person. Do not say, oh, my character does this and that. Play in the first tense, in the first person. Oh, what do I see beyond? And speak up, because the people at the back of the theater will not hear you otherwise. Even if you make gestures to illustrate what you're doing, like sneaking, you must exclaim this, oh, as I sneak through the room, because otherwise those at the back will not know what you're doing. So you have to say always what you're doing in character. Anachronisms are to be expected. That means there was no actual historical research done when writing this play, so if well, it's not historically correct in any way. We make an attempt, of course, but if something goes wrong, it's not a problem. Everyone dress in contemporary clothing, no matter where or when the story is set. Well, this story will take place in Verona, of course. Heroines sometimes dress like men to hide their true identities. This is a core component of Shakespearean plays. The heroine dresses like a man to do something.
Mm.
Right. Girls, listen carefully. Now it becomes difficult for you. All the roles are played by men. Heroines disguised as men are therefore men, dressed as women, dressed as men. This is hilarious. And in your case, you will be women playing men, dressed as females, disguised as men. This is very funny. If identities can be mistaken, they are. Mistaken identities are also hilarious. Infidelity is hilarious, even if it's only implied. These are the truths that we base our story on. Universal truths. Right, what do we know about Verona? It's a city in Italy. Cool. There are four kinds of characters in our story. The lovers, that is the heroes and heroines, they might love each other from the start of the play. Maybe they don't know each other. They will face adversity, and in the end they will marry, because it's a comedy. We know this. They will find married bliss. There's a fool, and the fool is somewhat like a game master. If players are bickering, not characters are bickering, but if players can't agree, the fool makes the call. The fool is also a character in the play, of course, one who sees the truth and says things as they are.
Yes, and of course, lovers can be very antagonistic at the beginning, as in Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes, but in the end, we know they will marry because we're playing a comedy, a comedy set with marriages.
Yeah.
Of course, if the lovers could just waltz up to the altar and get married, there would be no story. So we have blockers, people who stand in the way, like angry fathers, other lovers, and so on. And then we have minor characters, servants and so on, that fill out the cast of the play. So, before you play, we will now assign the players their roles. And since we're playing this fantastic play, The Daughters of Verona, we will share. First, we take the lovers. There's Isabella, there's Emilia, there's Claudio, there's Grumio, and there's the fool. And
the fool is like
sort of like a game master, but don't worry if you get him, because it doesn't matter. It's not as hard as in ordinary games. And
it's not secret, right?
No, it's not secret.
Okay. Everyone's keeping the card.
It's just
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Habit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen am I my own father?
Yes, for now. For now, it will not be a problem.
Okay, I'm a friend of.
I am.
Esclavos. What does B mean?
He's a blocker. He's someone who gets in lover's way. I have
plan wedding.
Okay.
Yes. The story is called The Daughters of Verona. It's about the wealthy merchant Orsino from Verona and his twin daughters, Isabella and Emilia.
It's me again.
Okay.
And you're Isabella.
Yes.
Orsino wishes to marry either of his daughters to Count Esclavos.
Yes. I am Count Esclavos.
Because he wants to gain titles for his grandchildren, of course. But the Count
right
has not been able to decide which of the daughters he loves the most yet.
I'm so pretty.
They're both so lovely.
They're both so lovely, exactly. One day, two brothers arrive in Verona. It's Grumio and Claudio.
Claudio?
Yes.
Okay.
They are exiles from Venice and hiding from their creditors. That is, they owe people money. The troubadour, Leonardo, the fool, comes together with the brothers after having met them on the road. Of course, there's a priest, an evil priest, Iago.
I'm the evil priest.
Yes. The daughter's nurse, Bianca, a servant of the household. And Feste, who's an agent sent by the creditors to find the brothers.
Oh.
Okay. The brothers were
Claudio
and Grumio.
Okay.
You can see them,
yes,
there, Claudio and Grumio. And Feste is the collector for this money, and Leonardo is their friend.
What does the F... it stands for fool.
Yes.
The Esclavo is a blocker.
Yes, because
he won't get any of the daughters. That's so unfair.
It's very unfair. But that is the way it works in Shakespearean plays.
Am I married to Claudio?
Or Leonardo. No, or Grumio.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Claudio.
Which is
Emilio, sorry.
Emilio will marry either Claudio or Grumio.
Yes, or Grumio.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the brothers.
And I will not be married
to
anyone or Leonardo.
I should have been married to both of them. Oh, but it's Bellywin will marry someone at least.
Yes. Right. Everyone knows the basic setup of this story. And we will play this as a theatre play in acts and scenes. And every scene starts with Act 1, Scene 1, and a description of where this scene takes place. Like, in a house, on a ship, in the moonlight. So the cards will tell you where the scene takes place. And the person who sets the scene, a character of that person speaks the first line. So you can't put some other character in the scene and demand that they start it. You always speak the first line yourself.
Seems to me a bit like the wedding of Figaro. Figaro's wedding. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Or rather, just the Barber in Seville, actually.
Well, they're all classical comedies, yeah. So...
Just Leonardo is...
Leonardo is a friend of the brothers, and he's a troubadour.
I don't understand anything, but I'm sure that I'm safe in your hands.
Yes, you are very safe in my hands. I have played this lots and lots of times, and no one has died this far. there are three possible locations here. Before the palace, a garden, and beneath a balcony. Also, there's... well, I have to put them over here. When you set a scene, you can choose either of these locations that we see here, or one of the locations here, if you also take that card. And the scene will be about a great storm, a duel, or whispered words. So if I'm setting a scene, act one, scene one, before the palace, and I place it here, covering one of the these that I don't like anymore, as I cover the narrow road. We won't be seeing that stage set anymore in this play.
Okay.
And then I will introduce one of my characters and set a scene that is about a great storm, because that was the event that I chose. And in a scene, when you enter the scene, you say, "Enter, Grumio," like it's written in the play, because since you're playing different characters, we have to know who you're playing right now. Enter, Grumio. If I want to have a scene with Orsino, I say, "Enter, Grumio, Orsino." And everyone knows the... Karina will be playing Orsino. Mm. I can leave the scene by saying "Exit, Grumio." If there's no characters left in the scene, it ends.
The character can the character that starts the scene end the scene before it ends?
The scene ends when once it's empty. But if someone says, if the player says "Exunt," that means everyone leaves in Latin. Exunt.
Exunt.
Yes. Exunt. Then everyone leaves and the stage becomes empty. That is, the scene ends.
But everyone can say "Exunt"?
No, only the player that started the scene, but everyone can say "Exit" and pull themselves out of the scene. So if someone stands up like this, they are making a soliloquy. That is, a monologue of sorts. No one may speak while another player makes a monologue or a soliloquy. Then. And since you always explain what you do by saying so, play sort of stops while we gaze into the mind of the character that speaks. The other characters might hear what the players, the character who has the soliloquy says, might, or they might not. You will make it out from the situation if they understand or not. At any time, I may do like this.
Okay.
You can always trade characters.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's interesting.
That's why I said it doesn't really matter that which characters you got from the start, because you will be.
But
yeah.
can you do this during the scene? Like, you
are playing
the character, you just made a soliloquy, and then swap the characters?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you ask a question to someone and they don't answer fast enough, you can trade and answer the question yourself as that character.
Right.
Oh, okay.
If you're not playing a character in the scene, then you're playing the audience. Cheer when it's happy. Boo at the villain, but never at the player, of course, but at the villain. If people are too quiet and you can't hear them, tell them to speak up, because you are the audience then.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget your line and you don't know what to say, you can ask, "Line, please," and another player will tell you what your character is supposed to say, since you've obviously forgot. And you have to repeat that, and then it's like it was your whatever you said. So enter, enter the scene. Exit or exunt if everyone has to leave. Stand up to make a soliloquy or make this lovely soliloquy gesture. Trade cards whenever you want. Play the audience and ask for help by saying "line, please."
Okay.
If anyone feels that we need a break, just say so, and there will be a pause in the play so we can go and buy popcorn and stuff. And I suppose we're ready to go. If you have any questions, ask them now or as you...
Or be forever silent.
I just want to be familiar with the character a little bit more. This is the brother who runs away, Claudius. And this is the rich merchant.
Yes.
And this is the
His daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
And the brother might be in love with.
And this is the other...
I am the count.
He wants to marry one of the daughters.
Yeah, okay. He's the other rich merchant.
Yes.
And this is the other daughter.
Yes.
This is the troubadour.
This is the fool. This
and
is the friends of the two brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is a
agent
that's tracing the two brothers.
Yes.
These two.
And she is a nurse.
And who is he?
He's the priest who is going to wed the daughters.
Oh, he's a priest. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
With a name like Iago, you know he's going to be an asshole.
Yes, in Othello he was a sort of bad guy.
Oh.
All right, should I make an example and set the first scene, or is anyone...
I can do it.
Okay.
I think.
Could you propose, in a way suitable to the game, what the tone of our speaking should be like?
Actually, the tone of your speaking should be whatever makes you comfortable. You have to choose one of these three events. And in a location that's a dark chamber, before the abbey, an orchard, a narrow road, beneath a balcony, a garden, or before the palace.
Oh, you can choose the scene from here and the places, choices.
Yes.
Act 1, scene 1. Before the abbey, enter Esclavus and Orsino. So, Orsino! Oh, yes. We have a marvelous weekend before us. I will choose one of your lovely daughters. I can't seem to make up my mind, but... Oh, they're both so lovely, but... And you!
Of course!
I will be named Baron of Bologna.
Of course, the choice is yours. If I can suggest, choose the older one. Because that's the natural order. But do as you please. Just take a look at them. We can throw a party. You are invited to come and play with us.
Of course, I'm very flattered to be here. I'm always up for a party, as you well know. Ah, yes, I can't seem to choose. The old one has such fine, mature... forms. She's fully a woman, but the younger one is such a sweet little flower that which would be nice to pick.
Then I have an idea. Let it be a mask ball.
Yes, a mask ball.
Then you can choose the one that seems much nicer, that is a kind one.
Yes.
You won't be deceived by external features.
Ooh, but those features are so fine. Well, yes, it shall be, as you say, dear Orsino. We will have a mask ball to let me choose from your lovely daughters. And when those lovely daughters will be mine and get an heir, I will suddenly have the time to go to war against Venice!
Boom!
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 Excellent! Excellent, yes, everyone leaves.
Yeah, okay.
We add a new card. There's a confession to be made in a market square. We could go round robin, or anyone who feels up to it makes it. Oh, I forgot an important thing. We're playing Act 1. It's an introduction. Show the main characters, show what they want, and show why the lovers can't have each other. Thank you for demonstrating that. Yeah, basically, you're good. It can't end until we have shown all the lovers in the scene. Not necessarily together, but at least shown them.
As far as the swapping characters is concerned, can I give someone my character?
Take one.
But then you have to take one, because you have to have... two characters.
Okay, because my idea was to have a discussion between two sisters yet it's going to be the scene with the same not characters, but with the same players.
Okay, so you want someone else to play Isabella?
Isabella or Emilia, like,
yes.
So it's not me and Håkan again?
Yes, okay, you can do it like this.
Okay.
Okay, you can swap the card.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to get Orsino, or you need to swap with someone else first and get, and then swap... if you swap Claudio and Emilia, and then you swap Emilia, Isabella and Claudio,
okay,
then we have...
then you can even swap this one with someone else, so you get two completely different...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I have to be in the scene.
Oh, you have
to. Yes, if she said that you have to have the first line, it may be that Orsino has the first line and then leaves, leaving his daughters to their...
Yes! That's a brilliant idea!
So,
and the second scene that takes place before the police.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the scene's name.
That's a name.
A great storm.
Oh right. So I can't.
Sorry.
Don't get it wrong.
Okay. If you want to set the scene before the palace, that's fine. Of course. But then it will have to be involve a great storm of some kind. Or that could be a duel or a confession.
Okay, yeah.
I see. And I can choose any...
Location, yes.
Yes. Let it be a dark chamber then.
Okay.
Okay.
And then enter Orsino, Emilia, and Isabella.
Okay, and which of these, a confession, a duel, or a great storm, are you playing?
Let's call it Great Storm.
Okay. Then you take this card and you place it somewhere here, covering out one of the locations that you don't like. Okay. Should we make Isabella is the younger sister?
The younger, yes.
Okay.
Emilia is the older sister. Okay.
Dear daughters of mine, I have a surprise for you. Ladies, this weekend, a ball is going to happen. Prepare the finest dresses you have, because during this ball... And it is going to be a mask ball. One of you will be chosen to marry a fine merchant of our town. This is going to be a great honor for our family. And I hope you are not... It's not going to turn into a contest that just the fairest one, the prettiest, the kindest one will be chosen. Prepare well for it.
But Father, aren't we this... just the same, fair and pretty and nice. Why should we compete with each other?
My sister speaks truly. Surely there is no way to compare us or contrast us, because we are the same, different only by name.
I will give this chance to my sister, Isabella.
But Emilia should have it, since she is the older.
No, but Isabella needs the protection. She's a fragile one. She needs she needs wealth. She needs a strong man to protect her.
But Emilia, as I need a strong man to protect me, so does you.
But I'm the elder sister. I should protect my younger sister as well.
But it is my duty as younger to support you and protect you in all you do.
Fortunately, it's never a woman's choice to find a man. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to get rid of any of his daughters.
Oh, my dear Romeo, what my dear Claudio. I am so much in love with him. How can I get out of this stupid merchant? I wish Isabella gets him. I wish Isabella gets him.
Right. Grumio is the other. This is not good. No, not good at all. No. Oh, Grumio waits me this evening already. And my father wants to wed me to some merchant. No, I must prepare so that my sister will marry this merchant, so I can live forever happy with Grumio.
Excellent.
Escaus is the count, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. I meant Claudio.
Claudio?
Yeah. No, I
you want Claudio. Okay,
yeah,
I want the other one.
Claudio. But
Grumio.
Grumio.
Maybe yes. Both of us fall in love with Claudio. That will be...
No. It makes things even more complicated. That's all.
Okay. If you want, yeah. Depend.
Well...
Grumio and Claudio is a brother, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay. This is the count. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you said it's him, so everyone leaves the scene. Mm. A letter arrives, a maid's chamber. This is a good location.
Mm.
Yes.
I can do a scene. If you're not up to it, I have an idea to introduce the brothers into play.
Okay, that's good.
So I'll do it like... Oh, Leonardo is the friend. We should have him in the play as...
Yes.
In a scene as well. No. Yes, Emilia, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Scene, act one, scene three. Enter Leonardo, Claudio, and Grumio. Those are the brothers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will enter.
Yeah, we were brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, my friends, this is indeed a lovely day, is it not?
It is.
Yes, it's wonderful. Look at the sky and clouds and the people here. It's so lovely, this city.
I understand that you have already made some acquaintances here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It is not only the sun that is shining here.
Oh.
And not only the nighttime, the stars are twinkling.
Oh, but Grumio, confess to me, your friend... what is this star that you see in the night?
The star I see, and not only when it's night, it's the eyes of Emilia that shine so bright, deep in the bottom of my heart.
Oh no, my brother!
It is love.
No!
Just like a winter day.
That is my star! That is my star as well, the eyes of Emilia.
Why?
Why?
Why do you do this to me?
No, why do you do this to me?
She can only love one, and it's me.
It's me that first met
you
her.
You bring
eye.
Me to tears.
Brother!
So, my friends and brothers, what will you do about this, Rob? Because surely you cannot both have her.
If she can't have us both, I will be the one that will lead her to the life.
I don't think so. I think we should let her decide. It's so unfair to force a woman.
So, do you think she should make the choice?
What do you think, my friend Leonardo?
Oh, I'm but a troubadour. I speak but lies and songs. Do you wish to take the counsel of songs, then?
I would not wish to have a duel with my brother.
No.
I will not wish to be the victim of a love that is so strong I have to kill you, brother.
Duels, duels! Oh, the young fools! They only speak of swords and war! No. Listen here, good men, listen here. Of course you shall duel, but not with swords, but with love. I hear that the wealthy merchant Orsino will hold a mask. You should both go masked there and see which of you the girl prefers.
Oh, my love is so strong. I will take my love as a sword right into the heart of love. And I will become united with the love as the blood runs in my body and the heart will live forever. Oh, my love is so strong. It will be forever.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. So. Yes, complicated.
Friends meet again.
I think that's
yes.
And this is still introduction. We can't go into anything serious like the climax of the story.
No, this is exposition. We are showing the elements.
Yes.
I think we should try to introduce all the characters.
We have introduced all the lovers.
Yeah.
Yes. And the father.
And the father.
And the blocker.
Yes.
Fest is... Who was Fest again?
He's the guy who's looking for the money.
Yes! Okay, he needs to be introduced.
Not necessarily in Act 1. We can introduce
right.
him, of course. But he doesn't have to be introduced. But
it
would be nice perhaps to have 4 or 5 scenes in Act 1, so it would be good, I think.
Mm.
Is there any fixed function of a nurse? Or is she just... a person one of the sisters can confess to?
Whatever you want her to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's also a priest that can be confessed.
Yes, of course. Oh. Well, should we just do it like this? Everyone takes, you two takes one scene and then we go on track two.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
think so.
Easiest one.
Okay, yeah.
So.
I'm not very good at setting things.
and you don't have to. It's perfectly fine to say I don't want to set the scene.
Yeah.
Game continues. Still a good game.
Just let us think a bit too.
What if I take a letter arrives and this character has got a message where they are?
Yes.
It's primitive, but it's...
Yeah.
Maybe he contacts the Duke?
No, play before play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see
play.
What happens. So
yeah.
We just need to know that...
you want one of these? Festus...
the collector...
Yeah.
Can Sklaus is the Duke?
He's checking out for this one. Okay.
You wanted him.
I wanted to be first.
Okay.
But
let's
okay.
See. So.
Act.
Just a moment. Okay.
Act 1. Scene 4.
A letter arrives.
A dark chamber, of course. Very dramatic.
I
enter.
Have. Enter Fest. There is news. But the light is so weak in this room, I cannot read it. I can only guess its contents. Yes, they are to be found. I will find them and bring them to...
Duke Exlaus
enters.
So, Festus, Fest, what are you errands here?
I have found what we are seeking, Esclavus.
Sir Duke?
Yes. Esclavus?
Yes.
Yes.
And don't be so impertinent next time.
Oh, Sir Duke. I was carried away because we have now. Seem to be quite close to find the whereabouts of the people we have been searching for a while.
Ah, yes, the two brothers whose debts we bought from the Count of Venice.
That is right, Sir Duke. And we will find them and will squeeze every little drop of money out of them.
Yes, and then we hang in on the square because... They look so nice when the after the crows have picked their eyes out. Fest, this is good news! And what better way to celebrate it than at the mask ball tomorrow? You shall be there, my friend!
I shall wear the best mask they've ever seen. They shall not recognize me before it is too late. Because I shall wear... A mask.
This is coming along nicely. My plans are getting better already. With their debts, I will have the money to build my army.
Exit, I suppose.
Exit.
Exit.
Okay, I'll set the last thing.
Get one more option. Money.
Ooh.
Now, I wanted to do the friends meet again.
Yeah.
Actually, in
Grove?
Grove, yeah.
The
Grove.
Yeah,
forest.
Yes.
Forest. I just put it up on the... I think we play the market square, so we can do this. I actually want the... I have to be in the sea.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'll be the Leonardo. And I want Claudio.
The second brother.
The second brother meets the pretty lady.
Amelia.
I think I'll let a girl play girl.
I'm a man who is dressed up like a man.
Yes.
Like a girl.
Yeah.
So you're a girl playing a man who's dressed up like a girl. So here you go. And I want... Act 1, scene 5. Friends meet again.
Enter.
Enter Leonardo, Claudio's, and Amelia in Grove. Leonardo is the fool, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Aha! It's the fool's game. Now we've brought the two lovers together. See what happens now. So long, my friends. The world is yours. Exit, Leonardo.
What a lovely day. Can I believe my eyes? Isn't it a trick of light? Am I so lucky to meet this man? What should I do? How should I behave? Does he really like me? Oh,
Emilia, come here. I must be quick before my brother misses me.
Did something wrong happen? You seem anxious.
Anxious I am indeed, because I have done a foolish thing. I have agreed to a duel.
Why so?
Oh, it's not a duel of swords, but a duel of hearts, but I fear it might mean the end to me. I hear that your father will make a mask.
Yes, he will. Very
and
soon.
And foolish I am. I have agreed with my brother to duel for your heart at that mask. We will both wear masks of disguise, and only the one that you pick of us may have you.
Please don't go there. We can escape. We can find someone who will wear the mask that you would wear. We can deceive your brother.
Oh, I cannot. He is my blood and my brother, as you are my star and my lover. Oh, let us part now, and I will give you the sign at the mask so that you will know me.
I will wait for it.
Grumio enters, but sees and listens.
No. He does not, because you didn't say it in first person.
Sorry. Grumio enters. What do I see here? Only the empty space of love that's left. I can see the shadow of love, but no love is to be seen.
Exit.
That's 5. Should we move into Act 2?
Yeah,
I think so. I think we have a pretty dense material.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Act 2, rising action. We complicate the lover's situation. We introduce any remaining characters. We haven't seen Iago the priest, for example.
Yeah.
Or Bianca the nurse. And, of course, the blockers are having a blast because they're blocking all the time. And they may act in cohort with minor characters. Whatever. Anyway, make the lovers' lives more complicated. That's the goal of Act 2.
Okay.
More?
I think now...
Love potion. How can things go
wrong?
Because Emilia has been in the scene quite a lot. I think Isabella should fall in love with one of the brothers as well.
But it's sort of, not played before the actual play.
Good.
Left hanging.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
me too. But you go first.
I just have a fragment of my idea, but of what I want. But you can go first if you want to. Please do.
Okay. And then I go for a love potion in a maid's chamber.
So, act.
Act 2, scene 1. Enter Isabella. Bianca, oh my dear, you are the only before whom I can really open my heart.
Child, what is it now?
It is a pain in my heart. It is a real struggle. Both me and my sister fell in love with the same young man, and I know it's not a very Christian thing, but I am so jealous. I just can't stand it. He must be mine.
Oh, child, you speak such foolish things. Who is this man?
It's one of the brothers who just arrived to the city.
The brothers? Ah, you speak of Claudio and Grumio.
Yes.
I hear they are wealthy and of good name, both.
Yes, indeed, they are, but it's not the money that I have in mind. I don't care really about pleasant houses and jewels and such things. The only thing I want to have is his love. I know there are means to achieve it.
You speak of sorcery and witchcraft. That is not befitting a girl of such status as yours. Would you really use sorcery to defeat your sister in such a heart's game?
I'm the younger one. No one notices me.
Very well.
Otherwise, I will have to marry this awful merchant of our town.
And you'd rather have your sister in his grasp. Is it not your duty as the younger sister to protect your older? But fret not, child, I will get you the potion. But do not complain when you see what happens. Because potions are fickle things, and sorcery all never ends well.
I am really determined. I know what I'm doing.
Very well. Excellent. Health. Kidnapping!
Oh, they are really, really inspiring.
Okay.
Did I steal your idea?
No. I have an even better idea, you see. Bianca needs to be in the scene. And Grumio, I think. And perhaps Iago as well. No, I don't think so. Emilia, Bianca, Esclavus, Grumio.
It's the most difficult part of the game.
Orsino, by Brooke, involving money. Act 2, Scene 2. Enter Grumio and Bianca. Bianca?
Yes, sir?
I think you know who I am.
Yes, indeed, I know.
By then, you might have heard of my brother's evil smithery of Hyman's chains that he wants to perform with your ward, Emilia.
Yes, this is I always help the young people who love each other.
Yes, and I think you will see that my brother, Claudio, loves only himself, not Emilia at all. But that is why you need to be on the mask ball.
Why should be so?
Because you need to wear Emilia's mask.
Do you want to deceive your brother?
Of course I want to deceive your brother. All our life has been a contest between each other. So why should this be any different?
But what about the real Emilia? She also plans to meet...
Yes,
lover.
But she has sworn faithfulness to me as well. So maybe it's just that she's faithless. We will have to see, but I can give you money. I know you want to seek employ elsewhere. And with the money that my family can bring to bear, I think we can arrange things for you. If you would just like to... be on the mask ball. What a wonderful opportunity it would be for you. And then maybe there might be a certain someone for you as well.
Such evil forces come into play. They want love potions. They want bribe me with the money. But I will do it my way so that everyone can find a true love. It's not a good thing to play with the love potions. But it seems the only way to bring the lovers together.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Vi er snart kommet halvveis, så kan kanskje begynne å ta en pause.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I will have a break.
Yes.
Okay. I ran this at Servcon in January.
Mm-hmm.
It was late night, we were four people, so we sent one player out, go look in the cafeteria if there's someone who wants to play. And she goes away and she comes back. Oh, I find this guy, his name is whatever, and he plays, and he's rather good. He's actually very good. Oh no, he's the theater historian actually focusing on Shakespeare.
it's sort of between nightmare and a really good dream.
So he made a significant contribution to the play, I must say. But it was fun. He had a blast as well. He found the game very Shakespearean.
Oh.
It lived up to his expectations.
Oh,
cool.
He wasn't apparently so crazy about details. Scholars tend to be very focused.
Okay.
Where were we?
We're on to...
Should we close the door again?
I think there was...
I think because they're going to be drumming in the moment. yes, well...
So
they should have done that outside, I think. But
So we were at the...
we had seen dream.
Bianca planning to play with potions and Grumio offering her bribe.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to get her to take Emilia's mask.
To fool your brother. How come every character that passes by you becomes a villain?
I think Fredrik introduced him as quite a villain already, so yes. It was an easy choice. But he was the easiest, the one who made her easiest come into play at the mask.
Yeah, yeah. And of course he is a lover, so we will learn that he has a heart of gold.
Anyway, yes. Yes, I'm not afraid of that.
No. Well, Isabella is kind of villainy as well.
Yeah.
No, she's young and desperate. And yeah, so of course, she will have a true love.
She's not wise. That is part of being young, of course. we can identify with her. We feel for her. Mm. So, it's Act 2, Scene 3, then. Something. Oh,
we need a card.
Yeah, we need a card. Someone is brought... church.
I think this should wait.
I think that's a perfect opportunity to introduce Iago.
Yeah.
Which you haven't seen yet.
Okay, can I set a scene?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I'll take the kidnapping. And I want to introduce Grumio, I think now I want you to do it.
Okay.
And then I want Emilia on the scene, and and then we need Iago.
Okay.
Which is you?
Which is me?
So act.
Act two, scene three, and a kidnapping.
Where?
Dark chamber, forest by a brook, before the palace, or what's on that card?
A street. No, okay, street then. Enter Iago and Grumio.
Yeah.
I think she has to wait a little bit.
Okay.
Iago says to Grumio, "What are you thinking about, my child? Are you talking about kidnapping Emilia?"
"If this is what you must say, I will say yes. This is only because love will need a little time to find a place for it to grow."
"So what is the price?"
"The price?"
"Do you want me to help?"
"Yes. Your assistance is... worth all I can have, yes."
How should we do this? Do you have a plan?"
"Maybe you should ask if she would come to church, and on the way I will stand there and you will give the advice to her so she comes straight into my arms."
"Are you talking about me tricking a young girl to go with a person that she does not love?"
"But love..."
"This sounds like a very pricey project to do."
"But love will have its time to grow. You must just give it chance."
"I do agree with you, young man, but this is a very pricey thing. You know, it will cost you a fortune."
"I have a fortune. That is the easiest part of the plan. If you're looking for money, I will have enough. You will never have to worry again."
"What are we talking about? I don't think it's a very well thought through plan, my gentleman. We have to be very discreet. That will cost my reputation if this thing's gonna blow out."
"Your reputation will be well taken care of. You just have to send her in my direction. This we will do very discreetly."
"I think we shall wait for the young lady to come to me. That will be more appropriate and more discreet to protect my reputation."
"I listen to your wise words, You are not without experience in this field.
This
this Sunday, the young lady will come to consult me at 2 o'clock.
I will be ready.
That's the information I can share with you, young man.
Thank you. Your help is already appreciated.
No worries. Actually, it makes sense to make the priest a bad guy because he would be a Catholic, and Britain at this time were Protestants, so Catholics were bad guys. So makes sense.
It's a corrupted priest.
Yeah. Time passes.
Time passes.
Without the city walls.
I have an idea, but it's like half of idea.
Well, that never stopped Shakespeare, you know.
I know exactly where I want this to be, so... but of course, someone has to be, and take a scene.
But can one person frame a scene twice?
Yeah, so, of course. Not a problem.
Yeah.
If you have a good idea and everyone has agreed, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we should keep our focus here. We are going to make the lovers' lives more complicated. That's the focus. It's growing rather complicated, I agree, but let's not stray from the topic.
The natives are going restless.
Yes, this will make for a lovely recording, I think.
They are preparing the carnival. Don't worry.
Yes, of course. The carnival.
The drums of the carnival in the distance.
Yeah, but I think still that something here is needed to be introduced. But is there something in between?
There's someone is brought, so you can actually continue in the story.
Is that too early?
I begin to think that time passes, but perhaps that should be at the end of Act 2, that time passes and then Act 3 is the masked ball. So everyone doing the preparations now in Act 2, and then scene 3 in Act 3 is the masked ball. Am I getting too fast forward?
Okay. Is it possible to make a scene around time passes before something else is happening?
Yes, of course.
I feel that's where we're heading.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wonder if that should be the last one.
Do you have an idea for a scene?
I feel that she will have to express her impatience. Oops, Donatelle. I feel that she must be... How do I do this?
Okay. You do it.
You take the scene and you take the soliloquy, let's say.
Yes.
That can be an entire scene if you do a soliloquy.
If you stand up the whole time. Kidnapping. The scene.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, but then choose...
Then I choose this one for this one.
Time passes.
And I...
Let's not do this in
the before
street.
The palace?
No.
The dark chamber?
In
the forest.
No, without the city walls?
Without the city walls.
It's outside the city walls, yes.
Mm.
So, Act 2, Scene 4. Without the city walls, enter...
Amelia.
Oh, my heart is bounding as I walk here. Soon my life will be completely changed. Love will fill me. Ah, I can hear the drums. They are preparing for the ball. And my new dress and my mask will surely capture the charm of my Claudio. Time passes oh so slowly when the heart is so impatient. Makes sense.
I want to see.
Me too.
I can
go first.
Rumors of war.
Whoa!
I want to do my scene perhaps at the beginning of the mask ball so I can. Wait, first act scene, not third act scene
third
one.
Act,
but
we can also do flashback if you want.
That's not the experience. No, the Shakespeare didn't do flashbacks as such. So.
You have to work. Wait until Ibsen.
Okay.
Ibsen's
Chinese.
Yes. Please next.
Yeah, okay, I'll have one with Yago and Esclavos.
So, you're trading.
You get Orsini, and you do a nice bad guy, so.
Okay, and then I'll do that one.
Okay, yeah.
And we are?
Someone is brought.
Okay.
And it is Claudio is brought.
Claudio is brought. Where?
By.
Actually, I'm sorry. I need her for later.
Okay.
By Fest.
Okay.
So it's a full part. And we can involve Leonardo as well. So it's everyone. So, Act 2, Scene 5. Before the church. And Claudio is brought in chains.
Enter Claudio.
Enter Claudio. Enter Esclavos. Enter Fest. Enter Leonardo. And enter Iago.
So, here you are, here in the house of God. Tell me, what has brought you here?
This is glorious times, my dear father, Iago. Glorious times. My servant Fest has finally brought to bear one of debitors. A certain young Claudio, son of the Monteviore family.
Ah, maybe I've seen this Claudio before. Hello. What
sir,
are you here?
Here is the man.
Ah, Claudio. As you know, young Claudio, your father's debts and your family's debts to the Count of Venice has been bought by me.
Impossible!
Oh, I'm sure I do have the letter of debts. And be sure you and your brother will pay what you owe me. You might as well right now tell me where your brother is before we throw you in debtor's prison.
Be not afraid to talk openly here.
Time out. Claudio, he was the older brother or the younger brother?
The older brother. Grigio is the one who's doing the
backhand stuff.
Backhand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
he's the one. Is the more like honest one.
Yeah.
He's the more
honest
one.
Oh, I'm the honest one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the bad one, but Iago is teaming up with the bad one.
Yes. Let me see. Let me investigate. Surely this cannot be true. The Duke of Venice is our friend. I see. He has indeed sold out our family.
I'm afraid so. He did have some debts of his own. Well, I will get you 2 days. I have a ball to finish in the meantime. So I will give you 2 days to give me your brother, who I know was the man behind everything, and pay. I'll give you some reduction of your debts if you give me your brother. And give you. And then, Iago, as soon as the mask ball is finished, and I have chosen whichever I want of Claudio's daughters, Orsini's daughters, I'm afraid, I will.
The daughters? I know these daughters by name and by heart! Have they been promised to this wicked count? Oh, this cannot be. For both are they lovely, and both are they pure. I must put an end to this. I must put a stop to this. This may not be. I must warn them. But how can I warn them in prison? Or if my brother is with them, I need his help, for he's the cunning one of the both of us. It will be my undoing, but this is what I must do.
The fool, Leonardo, they say, I am the fool. Love and money, everything is falling apart. The evil Esclaus, he says, with this, my weapon drawn, I rushed upon him, surprised him suddenly, and brought him hither to use as you think needful of the man. Love is falling apart, but what I know, I'm the fool, Leonardo.
Ah. Well, Iago, after the ball is done, I will be wed. And when my firstborn is born, you will be, well, rewarded. So, Claudio, enjoy your last days in freedom and get your brother for me and my money, of course. And we will see no more to each other.
So be it then, Count.
Excellent.
I think we're ready to move into Act 3. Actually.
Yeah, aren't we?
Yeah, seems like
a broken vow.
Ooh!
Is it five acts or...?
Yeah, five acts.
Okay.
But the last few acts are usually just one or two scenes long. We usually resolve pretty much everything in Act 3, so we just small cleanup.
Who's good, Bianca?
Who's good, Bianca?
Can I frame
how
a scene?
How many acts have we had?
Five acts.
Five acts.
We have done two already. Now we're heading into Act 3, the climax.
Mm.
And...
And then we may have an epilogue or two or something like that?
In Act 3 we have the climax, and things start to actually look well for the lovers. So we have to play a lot for things to look good for the lovers.
Can you kill characters?
I suggest you don't until later.
Okay. Yeah.
Last scene, everyone dies.
No, that's...
that's
tragedy.
Tragedy.
Yeah. This is still a comedy.
Yeah.
Actually, it's rather rare to... kill characters in comedies. You can send them away, or they are arrested and brought away from the story. They're not there to spoil the joy at the ending feast anyway. Anyway, we're playing Act 3, the climax. Things start to go well for the lovers. It may even seem like they will succeed, but things will turn for the worse. In the middle of the act, things are desperate, and the happy marriage is suddenly very far away. At the end of the act, the lovers confront the blockers or the obstacle to their love and succeed. So basically, we will...
This is perhaps the longest act.
Yes, it will probably be the longest act. Things will sort of look well, good for the lovers. Then things will look very bad for the lovers. And then they will overcome this threat. And then there are two more acts. This is traditional Shakespeare.
So it is.
So it is. And Act 4 then will be falling action. It's a wrap-up of whatever happened in Act 3. And Act 5 is the resolution, where we have the weddings and any...
loose ends.
Yeah, loose ends are tied up, and we resolve any remaining questions.
Okay.
That's it. So Act 4 and 5 are usually rather short in scene count, like one or two scenes each.
As long as necessary, as short as possible.
Yeah.
Can I frame a scene, or someone else has an idea?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. This is gonna be a broken vow that will happen. Let it happen in the moonlight.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what I want to cover. Dark chamber is nice. Let it be. Church is nice. Yeah. Act 3. Scene 1. Enter Bianca, Isabella, a broken vow in the moonlight. Oh, my fair lady, here is the potion I've brought you, but be careful with it.
Oh, sister, you are the best. You are the best.
Bianca is the nurse.
Nurse, okay.
So she's a servant of the household.
Oh, okay.
Not a nun.
So how should Isabella line, please?
Bianca.
How do you address her?
Yes, Bianca is fine. So you said line, please. What was the last thing you said?
I've brought you a potion you've asked for. Be careful with it.
Oh, Bianca, thank you so much.
Oh, Bianca, thank you so much.
Every drop of it has a huge, huge power. Remember... you should drink a bit of it yourself to create a vow between you.
Can I take it now?
Carefully, carefully. Don't drink it all. Just one or two drops are enough. Oh, I'm deceiving her now. How did it happen that I became so involved in... the issues in this household, but she can't be the lover of Claudio. This man belongs to her sister, but But his brother, he's a fair man as well. They would make a perfect match. I am sure that my potion making will bring those two together. Of course, now Isabella is not in love with Grumia, but after drinking this potion, she should be. I will deliver the second part of portion to the man himself, so that thus I will create a vow between those two, and when they see each other, they will immediately fall in love.
Oh, my heart flutters. I don't know what to do with myself. Something inside me desperately wants out. Oh, I must speak to my sister. Exit, Isabella.
Okay. Exit, then.
I actually want to take it round for everyone to express.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine.
But it's okay. I think there's nothing more to add in the scene.
Yeah,
Well, I'm just curious what happens with the second part of the potion.
Yeah, complicating things for us after. A play within the play. Oh, well, this is a trope of Shakespeare. There's a inside the play.
Yes.
There's a troupe of actors performing a play.
Yeah, of course, in Hamlet, they have a play to show the stepfather's guilt.
Yes, and there's one in A Midsummer Night's Dream and so on. And so
yes.
I think I want to play a brother against the other brother. I play the older and wiser brother. But who should play the younger and more evil one?
More evil
one. Yes, I'm present.
You're present? Fine.
So, Grumio.
Alright. Act 3, Scene 2. In the moonlight. Rumors of war. Brother, I bring bad tidings. There are rumors of war. Venice will march on Verona. Dark times are to come to us all.
Yes. I've also heard the same things. But do you think it will make life harder for us? We are still... What do you think it will affect us?
I don't know. I thought Venice was our friend, but clearly that is not the case. Do you know that he has sold our debts to Esclaus of Verona?
Oh no. Of this I have no idea. Tell me more.
I will tell you more, my brother. The Count wants your head for our debts.
Our heads?
Actually, just your head, but let's play with that.
Our heads. Me and my brother, we all always were as one. And now our heads shall part from our bodies. Ah, the future looks dark indeed. Without a hand, I cannot see much. Brother, what shall we do? Do you have a plan?
I propose we go to Isaac the Jew and borrow the money to repay the Count. Surely an accident will happen during the wars and our debts will be forgiven. Let's just buy a few more weeks and things will work out all for the better.
These words from you sounds wise, brother. I had never expected such...
Yes. All right, so we...
Grumio!
I'm suddenly Grumio, the evil brother. Yes, and you are the good one. Yes, of course, brother. That's an excellent plan, now that I think of it. Why didn't I think of it myself?
So, brother, then we agree.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaac and get the money.
Post haste, my brother. Post haste, excellent.
I need to have seen if I can.
Trial at the courthouse.
Yeah. I get a very short scene at the duel. At the trial. Inside the courthouse, in trial. Enter Festus.
Act 3, scene.
Enter Festus and Esclavus. Another young head at the stake. How sad, my dear servant. But what can one do? He was a petty thief after all. It seems that the Duke of Venice has taught the same as I do and started early. He's planning war.
Yes, sir, I have heard the rumors. Are we prepared?
No, we are not. And that is why I need you to, straight after the mask, I need you to raid the ghetto and get the money from the Jewish users so we can finance our army. There need to be no survivors among the users. I will personally put on a loan today with Isaac the Jew.
This can be done very quickly, I think. As a man,
I think
after your influence.
Yes, I think after the mosque, it would be a nice time. Except,
so evil. A wedding.
Oh, things go well for lovers.
Which lovers?
Rather not. At the expense of the Jews, I think.
This is Shakespeare.
Yeah, this is Shakespeare, but actually pogroming them all, I think, is a bit over the top, maybe. We'll see what happens.
He's an Italian evil count.
Yeah, and it ends with a wedding.
Yeah, it ends with a wedding.
I'm thinking about... I have an idea, but I don't know if it's going to work. Can I just try, or you can tell me if this is not very Shakespeare? I'm thinking about using a play within the play, and a whole involves Leonardo and the evil blood brother, Grumio. I think let's see how this work. I want the groom to take the portion. That's
yes.
Okay.
And who has the potion?
Bianca.
Bianca has the potion.
Anyone can have a potion. That's why a play inside a player, a fool can be the messenger to deliver the potion. Okay, I'll just try it out. I'll take the Leonardo and act three. Seeing four, a play within the play, enter Leonardo and Grumio. Leonardo is on stage, in a hall. Leonardo, my friend, fool of the fool, here I have the love potion that is specially preferred for you, my friend Grumio.
Are you having a soliloquy right now?
Yeah,
I'll take it.
You take it? Okay, then...
Okay, you want me to drink it?
Yeah.
Alright, I can't interrupt you and I can't do anything while you stand.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm standing, it's not monologue. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Oh, a love potion, yes, of course. How brilliant. With this I can vow the fair Emilia. Ah! Yes! My heart flutters. I feel the power. Oh! Oh! Isabella, where are you?
No! Everything is happening! This is the right direction! This is the happy ending! The full
exit. Looks like it's aiming into a happy ending.
Yes, we need to...
A hunt!
Just to clarify things, do the brothers still plan a duel? At some point, they were planning a sort of
duel of hearts.
Duel of hearts, yes.
But of course, Claudio did not know that Grumio has taken a portion, right?
Okay,
and Emilia didn't know that Isabella had a portion.
Yes.
So things are.
And there are two Emilias at the mask.
At the mask ball, because
Bianca is dressed
as
Emilia.
Okay.
Ah.
This might mean that Grumio. Okay, good. So where are we going now? Are we going for the hunt?
Well, we shall see. Is it time for the mask, actually?
Well, I thought it's going to be longer, this act, but it looks like we're ready for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we have only one choice.
Yep.
Now we can do the duel.
A duel of hearts.
A duel of hearts, actually.
Okay. You go for the duel at first. Okay.
Because he's an honest man. He would actually invite his brother to do the duel.
Act 3, scene 5, even. Paul, enter Grumio, enter Claudio. So, brother, our deal still stands. Of course, we are here to duel of the heart, to find the fairest of the daughters in this sea of masks and deceit.
I am ready for the duel, because I know my heart is true. I am so filled with my love for the beautiful Emilia. I have no fear. Brother, let's meet in an honest duel.
In an honest duel, my brother.
Heart by heart. Soul by soul.
Exit Claudio as he seeks to hunt down the mistress of his heart. Enter Bianca.
How strange I feel with this mask on my face. I am not supposed to be here. It's not a place for a servant. Where is Claudio? Where is Grumio? Oh, I should be careful. They can't see me together with the real Emilia.
I spot and I see. Surely it's one of the Count's daughters in such elaborate dress. But which of them might it be? Is it my fair Isabella, or the hideous Emilia? Surely, if my brother sees Isabella first, he must change his heart and want her, for she is indeed the loveliest of them both. He must also see the errors of his ways. I must find out. Yes, I must find out. But I must not betray myself, for we have given our fortunes. We are no longer noble men, my brother and I, but mere peasants at this ball. Should anyone find out who we are, our heads will surely be taken. Yes, I must use caution. Aha, my lady.
I cannot speak a word. He can recognize my voice.
It is a fine feast. Do you not think, my lady? How am I to tell without her hearing a single word across her lips? Then, if I cannot hear her words, I must find through other means. Yes, indeed, through other means. Does she have a smell? The smell of love? Indeed, she does. Is it the love for me? Or for someone else? Oh, my heart seems like it will burst. But is she Isabella? Indeed, is she Isabella? Oh, what should I do? What should I do? We must dance. Will you dance with me, my lady?
I've seen Emilia dancing many times. Can I fool him? Can I repeat her steps?
This dance is strange to me. The steps seem familiar, but yet so wrong. But Emilia was known to be the better dancer of them both. Surely this must be Isabella then. Yes. Yes, my choice is done. Enter Isabella.
Oh, there he is. Grumio. But he's dancing with Emilia. I thought the potion would surely work. How can I live through this? See my sister steal my lover.
I am just to make claim on him then.
Fair sir?
Disturb us not, for we are busy.
Oh, but fair sir.
This is the real Isabella. Why does he not look into her eyes? Why does he not recognize her?
I was right all along. The smell of love is strong. Yes, strong indeed. And now it is true. I can smell Isabella's fair scent. Yes, I have made the right choice. Surely we are now safe from the grasp and lusts of my brother.
Oh, I can't live with him. I But fair sir. Exit, cryingly, Isabella.
Exit. A shipwreck by the coast.
That's a really great scene.
I don't know how we work that into the story, but...
I think Bianca has played a portion on Grumio to get Grumio for herself.
Things never work out with these potions. Bianca warned the children.
It's not the potion itself, but she was working with it, and then foam and the smell of it.
I need both the wait a bit. I need the real Emilia, Orsino. Okay, Fest, and I think...
And the Clestus?
Yes, of course.
No, Esclavus.
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 A duel, of course, a duel of love, then. In the garden. Outside in the garden, where the mask has. The tents are. Act 3, scene 6. Yeah. Oh, dear Orsini, what a feast you have brought to us. I thank you. For this glorious feast, and of course for your glorious daughters. Where are they? I have seen one of them. Is that your older? Oh, of course you can't reveal it, because that would be cheating.
Indeed, that is the sport and the game we play, my count.
Ah, yes, of course.
They are both finely dressed in red and gold, do you not think?
Oh, gloriously. And to think that tomorrow we will be brothers, and you will get your pretty title. Yes, Fest, my dear servant. This is a glorious day.
This is a glorious day indeed, but a fair man like you deserves a pretty girl.
Yes, and that is why. Ah, my dear fair maiden, may I dance with a fair maiden of your such a beauty like you?
The ugly pig. I have to get away from this ugly pig. I need to find my Claudio. Where is he? I wish he would not play the duel with his brother. As you please, sir.
Thank you. Oh, what a glorious evening, I see.
Yes, my sir.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I just need to see your sister, but I think my choice will soon be complete.
Yes, I know my sister is down in the hall. Would you like me to show you where my sister is?
Oh, yes, but after this glorious dance.
Maybe we should go it now.
No, just let's dance.
I think you would actually appreciate... My sister is a much better dancer.
Ooh. Enter Grumio and Bianca.
Exactly. Grumio and Bianca. Yes, enter Grumio and Bianca. No, actually... Enter Isabella.
So you should dance with
yes.
my sister.
And enter Grumio and Bianca.
And here she is. Here she is. Come on, dance with the sir.
There's Klaus.
There's Sir Duke Klaus.
Oh. Yes, I see.
Oh no, there's the real Amelia dancing with the Duke. I have to hide. I have to hide, but how can I tell that I have to leave if I cannot reveal my voice?
Oh,
Is that really your sister? I think I need to dance with Amelia again.
Okay.
Oh, you look so lovely tonight, Lady Orsini.
Orsino?
Your daughter, daughter of Orsino.
We are the daughters of Orsino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pin does not know who you are.
Yes.
Jeg vet at du en av dem, ikke sant?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I forgot. Oh, how long must I dance? It's like my feet are walking on swords. I just want to run away from this horrible fate. Oh.
Yes, of course. I think I need to dance with Amelia again. I don't know, the other sister again. But where is she? I can't see her anymore. There she is, that red and blonde.
Who are you to disturb our dance? Because sure, you are in mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's mask.
Who are you to dance with one of my coming brides?
Who is this man? Is it the other brother?
Fest, pull this man off her.
Then
Fest is not in the scene.
You know, he was in the scene.
He
yeah.
was.
He was, but it isn't because Karina is playing Bianca right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fest. Yeah, Fest. It's better. Okay.
Fest, take this man away.
Right. Take this man away.
Yes, this man.
Come here, sir, with me.
Fair maiden, I need to dance with you again.
Exit. Fest, exit, Grumio.
Yeah, okay.
Exit, Grumio and Fest.
Yeah. Yes, I feel this is a woman. I feel this is a woman. Yes, this need to be the older Amelia. She has the full forms of a woman and those childbearing hips. Yes, I think I've made my choice.
Sir, please keep this little gift for you.
Oh, how sweet.
It's like a little a piece of material.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, how sweet.
First character, please.
Oh,
we can't see you.
Yeah.
We can't see you.
Okay.
What did
Thank you.
You.
I will treasure this always. And put it in my pocket.
What was it? We
what
can't
was
see
it.
We
can't see it. Show it again.
Yes, this piece of cloth I will put in next to my hearth. Except.
A cunning plan.
Of course, now I got the story where I want.
We haven't seen Claudio at all at the mask.
Yes, he should do his.
Jensen, Claudia, and still we have this issue with double Amelia.
Yes.
And Isabella. Mm.
You want to set the scene?
I'd love to. I don't know what to do about it, though. A bloody shipwreck, this is. Were they going to do the wedding at the actual mask?
I think it should be up to those who set the scene.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's probably logic that it's the mask is the point of decision.
Yeah, of course, we need to have a reveal before any marriage, I think.
Yeah. That could be a marriage scene.
You can name a scene a wedding, yet it's not the proper wedding itself.
No. Act 3, scene 7. A hall. Enter Orsino, enter Bianca, and enter... It's close, at least.
Yes.
Ah, I see that the Count has made his choice. Excellent.
Yes.
I am very curious to see whom he chose.
Yes.
Because no one can tell my daughters apart when they are dressed like that.
Show the girls!
Yes, I see. Yes, of course, young dear, you need to reveal yourself.
Can't we wait till the end of the ball?
Ah. We could,
no,
but...
Show the girl, we're curious.
Dear, I think it is time. It is time now. The others might wait to midnight, but I need to watch your beautiful eyes without that mask.
I'm taking off the mask. Mr. Orsino is going to be really angry at me, but... No, this way I can't save any of the girls from this evil...
Are you doing this soliloquy at the moment, or are you...
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, but make clear that it's a soliloquy.
Okay, I'm being lazy.
Well...
Father, please let me retain my mask till the end of the party.
Nonsense, my daughter. Mr. Duke want to know who... of the fair daughter of mine is. We shall review it now, shall we? As Klaus, you're the one who decide.
Let us reveal it now. I think it is in a high place.
But
we need to do this as fast as possible before the Count of the Duke of Venice puts his thrones into play.
But father, this breaks the rule of the ball. Go, father.
Indeed it would. It seems my eye spot is not two, but three ladies wearing my daughter's gowns. Who is this woman? Is she really one of mine? She looks like it. But can I be sure? And what will happen if she is not? And the Duke has chosen. My titles will be nothing. My gold will be worth it. No? This girl or woman, whoever she may be, is right. I must distract the Count for just a little bit so that I may discern who this really is. Yes, we must not lose face here. No, that we must not. My Count, of course, you speak wisely. We should drink to this happy occasion. Wine bearer, bring us some cups.
Yes. Let us drink, my dear father-in-law to be.
Enter Leonardo bearing a cup, bearing a tray of cups.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you, dear fool.
So, has the decision been made?
Yes, I think I can fairly say now that the decision has been made.
A soliloquy, right?
No.
Okay.
Just acting.
So who is the fair lady?
This is the fair lady. She was the one who felt, which I felt comfortable with. The only one.
Oh, this wine is sour. This cannot do. We cannot toast to the Count's love in such wine. Wine cup bearer, bring us new wine.
Oh.
You rascal there. Here, I drag you with me. You're no servant of mine.
The fool is here to serve you, my sir.
I sure hope so.
I shall entertain the guest.
I'd rather you not. Quickly, go find the others who are dressed like this woman and discern who they are. And should they both be my daughters, you must give me a sign. Do you understand, fool?
Yes, I do.
Then be off with you.
Leonardo runs across the stage, scream. There are three fair ladies. There are three fair ladies. Everybody listen to the music, the song. Love, there are three fair ladies. There, the scum. There's three fair ladies.
Yeah.
Exit, Leonardo.
Exit?
Yeah, it feels like...
Yeah. Blackmail.
Jesus, I feel like this has to end.
Yes, it's time. We're up to scene 8 in Act 3. It's time to resolve things. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, at least resolve. We need to get to the climax where everything looks darkest for the lovers.
Yeah. Or isn't the moment when everything gets revealed?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, And, okay, what we need to see is Isabella, I think.
Isabella.
I think Grumio needs to find out who he loves. And then, of course, the young lovers, Claudio and Emilia, needs to find themselves.
Yes, so a scene with all the lovers then.
Yes, I think so. Something else?
Yeah. Well, maybe we should just frame a scene with Isabella and Grumio, and that's basically it.
Whatever.
So these two are in love.
It's not a cunning plan.
It's not blackmail.
Nor blackmail.
I think we'll have to have this shipwreck some kind of place.
But then there will be a flashback, flash forward.
It
can be a metaphorical shipwreck.
Yeah, let's go for metaphors here.
Yeah.
But who would then shipwreck?
Shipwreck in the house.
Yes. Or shipwreck in a garden?
In the hall.
The ball has been taking place in the hall this far, so if we're just continuing with that hall, it's fine.
Well, I think it's good. So who's shipwrecking? Who's falling apart?
Isabella was falling apart quite last time we saw him.
I think as Klaus is falling apart
as
well.
I think as Klaus, that's the real person who's having the shipwreck.
Yeah, because
Bianca gets revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets a heart attack.
Well,
we
played before the play, actually.
Yeah, we're playing
before
the play.
Yeah, I think this is...
We don't play the full play, no.
Okay.
Maybe as Klaus has a change of heart now that he's discovered love.
Yes. Excellent.
So
maybe something completely different as well.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. Who wants to take a scene?
All right. Act 3, scene 8. Then.
9.
Shit.
8, I think. Okay.
Whatever.
8.
A shipwreck in the hall. Enter Orsino, Isabella. Bianca, and I must have Emilia here. Yes, we'll do it like
this.
Yes, and Leonardo. Wine cup bearer. So I were right. There were indeed three of my daughters. Well, girls, surely this must be a jest on your part, for I am certain I have no more than two.
Oh,
Who is the false? The fool can tell.
There is no other option for me. There is no other possibility. They will find out anyway. So yes, now I step up and take off the mask.
Bianca, what are you doing here?
Sir, forgive me for being such a bad servant.
I knew it.
But you're not
Bianca.
Doing justice your daughter's heart. They are indeed in love with someone else, not the man you want to marry them.
Oh yes, father, it is true.
Whose idea was this in the first place? Surely you did not think of this yourself, Bianca. Enter Isklaus. No matter, merchant, for I can see clearly with my eyes that the fairest in this town is neither your daughter's. No? Yes, Orsino, I make my choice here, and do with your daughters what you will, but I will have neither of them.
But the Duke, Bianca is just a servant girl. She does not match your status. This will be a scandal in the town. It will ruin your reputation.
But, sir, do you want to make both of your daughters...
Nonsense! Shut up!
Oh, no... Duke Nexlavus, it is true what I tell you about our hearts. Please find mercy for my father and us. But Bianca is the kindest soul in this town. Be good to her.
Nonsense, Emilia. Isabella, you sure love this handsome young Duke.
Do I? No. If my heart I must speak with honesty, I have another love.
This is nonsense! I had a heart attack.
Exit Orsino.
Curtain drops suddenly. Exunt, then.
Exunt.
Act 4, falling action. aftermath of the confrontation in Act 3. Tie up loose ends of the story. There might be a final sudden obstacle for the lovers to overcome, like the distribution of ladies, perhaps. I'm not sure that they agree. Yes, they agree.
Yes, they agree.
They agree.
So I think Act 4 will be a rather short one then.
Yes.
Okay, flip a scene.
A masquerade. We should have done. Run away!
Oh, I got suddenly got a new plan, but I shall spare you from it.
Okay.
Run away is a good one now.
But did he really need to run away?
No.
But Claudius didn't know about it. He's in the dark.
Well, yes.
He was still having a cunning plan to run away with
Amelia.
With
yeah.
Amelia, right?
Yes.
And Amelia didn't know that either, so they will have a...
did the father survive? We don't know.
Time will show.
Yeah.
Okay. These two are... Let me see.
So, who wants to take a shot at the next scene?
Well, here's one. And Amelia.
Is here...
That's the only logical one if we are following this one.
Yeah, let's see what comes of it then. Emilia would possibly run away with
Claudia.
Hmm?
Yeah.
And Romeo with Isabella.
And I want to take the set.
I'll do it.
Set
the scene.
Okay.
Let me see, we are here.
Okay, run away, garden.
Do you cover the garden?
It's what we want.
Okay.
So, let me give it a shot.
Act. Act 4, scene 1, in the garden, enter.
Thank you.
Emilia! Emilia!
Oh, Isabella! Yeah. Claudio, is that you?
Yes, we must run away. Come, my heart is waiting for yours.
Oh, Claudio, did I love him? Did I love him? Or did I really love his brother? Oh, but my heart chose Claudio. Claudio, I come, I'm ready for your love.
The horse is waiting. I'm here by your side.
Exit Claudio.
If you exit
Emilia,
then it's exit.
No, Emilia can remain while Claudio
leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you.
Exit.
Can I join?
Yeah.
Fine. I want your sister, Isabella.
Oh, Isabella.
You can be my lover.
Okay, I am there.
But you are not there, perhaps. We'll see.
I'm not there.
Enter Isabella. Pray sister, who was that?
Oh, it was Claudio, the star of my heart.
And a fine brother he has as well.
Yes.
Shines brighter than the sun in mine.
Find him then.
But where are we now? For the Count Esclaus will have nothing to do with us.
Oh, the better it is then.
And our father is unwell. Can we leave him behind?
I need to follow my heart, I'm afraid.
But is there no heart for family and father? Surely we are good daughters both.
Yes, we are. We are. We cannot leave when we don't know our father's destiny.
And I hear rumors of war. The Venetians are near the gates.
Yes. Yes, perhaps we will all run away then. Let us go to our father, and, the Lord Duke, and see if he can find mercy for our father.
Excellent.
Okay.
What about poor Claudio?
Claudio
is waiting.
Yes, no problem.
He's waiting.
A conspiracy.
Oh.
It sounds a nautical end to our story.
Yeah, I think it's a nice ending.
Yeah, I think this is good.
But
where are we? We introduced a sudden obstacle for the lovers. For the lovers to overcome. The moral obligation to support their father who is ill, and the rumors of war again.
Yep, I think we. But, okay. A cunning plan? A little blackmail? Nei, men det vil jeg si den totale sluttscenen. Alle sammen havner på båten.
Okay, if this is your planning. Choose what's the next
thing. Okay, and on the shipwreck.
Yeah, the shipwreck was...
We used that one, so we're safe on the boat.
Yeah. I need... I think I'm blank, actually. Okay, let's have it.
Where? Before a tent?
The hall.
The hall.
A cunning plan in the hall.
Okay.
Act
scene, enter.
Act 4, scene 2.
Enter Bianca in Los Clubs. And Orsino.
You don't have any of those characters.
That is true.
That was your first line. Excellent.
Yeah.
And whose hall is this? Is it?
It's the hall where.
Orsino's
hall. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh sir, I feel that it is all my fault that your heart is weak and but.
Oh, much better now, thank you. I think it was indigestion.
Indigestion?
Yes.
No, Bianca, don't fret about your former master, for you have me now.
Oh, yes, sir. The gift I gave you was from the bottom of my heart. It was true.
So, Orsino, what am I to do with you?
I'm afraid I do not know right now. It seems that we are to be at war. And I think we could still draw use from each other. Because I may have some riches that you actually need. So let's make an alliance. Or let's all flee together, if that should be our fate.
Flee together, that is a good fate.
Well, I have a 12 master lying at the docks. From there, we could fly to Sicily, if you wanted. I have a brother there. And from there, we can start our campaign to retake our beloved city.
For that, we would need good men, trustworthy men, men who would stand with their actions and support us in our every step. Do you know such men?
My brother's men are such men.
But sir, what about your daughters? What about the men they have chosen?
That is true. They have they have made their beds and now they have to lay in them. I still hope they will get married and get happy and be rich again enough to give me a nice dowry.
But
give out so I can give them a nice dowry. Yeah.
But sir, those men have brave hearts as well.
Indeed, Bianca, you speak truly. Orsino, you are a fool. Good thing your daughters are not. I will take them, and they will wed these men to bind them to our cause. And that is my command, and you will do well to obey me. Exit.
So it shall be then.
So
Act five.
Boing. Did I just sleep a moment? Did I just dream? Life is sure a strange stage.
Yes, one.
But it works out good. I'm happy.
Meeting in secret, if you want one.
I think on the ship is not a very.
Are we ready to go into Act 5 because the lover's conundrum was resolved?
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
The main lovers and the additional lovers as well.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone wants to get married. It's a happy play.
Yes.
And even no pogroms, because they had to flee the town before them.
Yes. Good thing. Good thing.
So,
right.
Is this a meeting in secret as the end?
No, on the ship, I think.
Oh, you prefer it with a ship?
Yeah, because we're all fleeing for Sicily, aren't we?
Yes.
So, I'm ready to go to the last scene.
A ship wedding.
The captain has a can wed people, can't he? So he wants to take the absolutely last scene of the game.
Yes.
Well, okay. Shall the two brothers resolve?
Yes.
Well, as each of them has his own fair lady.
Yes.
But they should definitely have a conversation to establish this fact to the audience.
Definitely. Meeting in a secret.
Or they could start the last scene on the ship deck.
Yes.
And then everyone else comes along.
I take this one.
Yes, so this should be probably this one.
I would think a meeting in secret before they are on the ship makes sense to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And they meet, what is this?
Courthouse.
No.
Before a tent?
Before a tent. Yeah, because the field doesn't make sense to me as far. It's not big tent.
They can actually also meet under a tree.
I think that's good. Meet under a tree. So, Grumio and Claudio has this meeting.
Act 5. Scene 1.
Enter.
In secret. Enter.
Grumio, Claudio.
Brother Claudio.
Brother Grumio.
So here we are again. Our love, in our duel, we have not defeated each other, but our love has won each of us a great victory.
Speak louder! Don't be so tired! We're waiting for the ending!
Claudio! Brother, at last I can call you that. We are not separated by our love, but in our love united.
Indeed. In our duel of love, love conquered all. We were both defeated and yet we are both the winners.
Let us travel through life, brothers in heart and brothers in soul. And with our wives as our guiding stars.
That is a course on which we will sail. The ship is ready. Let us make haste.
Let's make haste.
Excellent.
Yeah! Once more!
Financial difficulties.
One scene too late.
So we're ready for the final wrap up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's
do it.
What are you doing now?
I can't be playing both husband and wife here.
Nope. I thought I was such a bad guy, and I'd take him as well. And you can have
Emilia, but he's also Grumio.
So, he can be Orsino instead of one of them.
And then Shin has no of the brothers.
But Iago is out.
Iago is out, we don't need Iago. Oh shit. We can't have all those characters because there are six characters because there are three couples.
So you can take
take in and out.
Okay.
But
so just state clearly.
Iago instead of one.
Say it clearly
who's entered. Okay,
Act 5.
Act 1. Act 2. Scene 2.
No, Act 1.
Act 5, Scene 2.
Oh. Act 5, Scene 2. Okay, right.
Epilogue.
Okay.
Who is... Okay, Isabel.
Esclavos and Bianca first, I say.
Yeah, I think Esclavos and Bianca first.
Are you hidden this card?
Yeah, in Conspiracy, it's on top of it, actually. It is on a ship.
Okay.
And it's Conspiracy.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we conspired to take back Verona from Sicily, of course.
Yes.
Ah, my love, I didn't think I would find happiness. Even in exile, I just for get. Oh, I have reason. I forget how the pressures could make me such a man I didn't want to be, don't want to be anymore. Let the simple life on Sicily make me almost man again. This I vow to you, my love.
I'm leaving my beloved city, yet I feel happiness in my heart, because now I have a man to take care of me.
Yes, my love, and that I will do until Alder is sent. Enter. Whoever enter is...
Excellent
Claudius and Bianca.
The lovers, then.
The lovers.
Yes.
Enter the lovers.
The lovers. I mean, everyone? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's...
So
yeah.
Emilio and Claudio.
Will you trade with me for Leonardo?
Okay, you want something with Leonardo?
Yes.
Of course.
So you can take part in this fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought Leonardo would get the last word.
Yes.
Yes.
Wrap up work.
Yeah. Oh... Oh, love, we are together at last, and sailing into the sunset.
Yes, this is beautiful indeed, my love.
Claudio, my heart beats with yours as if they were one.
Amelia, I cannot believe my own happiness. After so many troubles, you're finally mine.
Claudio, I'm proud to be ours.
Exit the lovers, enter Leonardo.
The fool.
The fool, Leonardo. Is it not always so that love indeed truly conquers all? Be it by potion or by jest or by chance. Yes, love conquers all. And we will leave our lovers to their destiny and to their fate and to their fortunes. And as you walk out today, bear with you that love conquers all.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Shakespeare! Shakespeare! The author! The author!
Actors! Actors!
And to you, dear audience.
Yes. Yes.
Audience. That was The Daughters of Verona by me!
Yay! The author! The author!
Yeah. Yeah, it was very fun.
Yes, it was. And we managed to keep it Shakespearean for most of the time.
Most of the time.
And everyone got someone.
I really like...
Except for a fool.
Yeah,
I really like the technique with swapping the card, and I think it's really fun. A few times I just swapped the character. I don't know, it's just... I just felt the urge of doing it. And I did it, and just to see what's going to happen. I hope this doesn't create confusion.
No. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's why we always say enter and exit, and we have these cards to show.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing this character.
Yes. But
okay.
I think maybe it's this, the setting. If we have a proper table, everyone sits.
Yeah,
that would be a bit easier to see, like the monologue and
it would
monologue.
It would be much easier for the dance scenes.
Yeah,
if you can actually grab the other player to like
space.
Show that.
But you
must have put such an enormous effort in cutting out those Renaissance pictures.
Yeah.
Cutting out?
Like from, you get a painting and then just use those as portraits, but most of them are just portraits.
Yeah. It's the cut function in Photoshop or
GIMP.
Yeah.
You have all these characters, is that for other games or is it...
Tonight we played The Daughters of Verona, the story that comes with the game. There are suggestions for how to create your own story, and then you do like this. I get all the characters.
Yeah.
Shuffle, 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 and you get 4 cards each.
Okay. Do I get these? Yes.
Yes. Like this. And then you pick a boy and a girl, if at all possible.
If I have only girls.
Then it's not possible.
Then it's not possible, but we can trade. You can have a boy from.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a girl. Then I have just one boy. Anyone wants to trade for a boy?
But the point is that you select one boy and a girl.
Oh, one boy, okay.
So I take Adriana and Soliano.
Okay.
I take Rodrigo and
Marcuzio and Francesco.
Marcuzio!
And then I let Esclavus come in and do another part.
Yes.
Marcuzio.
And Leonardo together with Rosaline.
And then we observe these cards and say, who are the lovers?
Okay. They look like a good couple.
Yes, but they can't have a couple.
This one looks like a good couple.
Yes, here we have some lovers, and
she will be with somebody else than his clubs, I think.
Soliano has a beautiful beard. He should be a lover. Yes.
Maybe this.
Yes, and then Rodrigo will be the fool. Or Ophelia, perhaps, if we want to have a female fool in the past.
I think Mercutio is the
of course must be a fool.
Yeah, he has the beard for it.
Then you make an initial trade like this. Right, so now we have our basic set of characters. You remember I just said these are the four lovers and the fool, and you split them.
And then the rest are blockers.
And then we have blockers and minor characters.
Yeah.
And we look at them and say, oh, what kind of story are we telling here? Well, this looks like a pirate captain, of course. One of the lovers is a pirate captain. And then we build our story. We just freeform everything from the characters we haven't played. And then we draw one of those diagrams that I prepared.
But it can be dangerous to tell too much in this pre...
Yes, I make it clear. You start with the situation. You don't start with elaborate backstories. Because that's... The place can't start with someone making a long introduction. Oh, a long time ago, all this and this and this and this.
You start in the action.
You start in the action. The first character to speak introduces what's going on, and then you go from there. For replayability, so that you're not always having the same faces, I suppose, you go rather attached to them after a while, and you remember them from when they did splendidly. Like Soliano here, he is a Mongol captain from a story I played. I can't see him without thinking of this Mongol chieftain.
If the story is particularly good, you can't forget it.
No, exactly.
Well, of course, that's the problem with choosing somebody who's there.
Well, there are many cards. You can just discard the ones that you're particularly attached to.
The game has...
Or you can allow the character... Okay, I'm attached to this character, so I will let this character... I will not act this character that much in a way to give him freedom. Is that possible?
Of course you can do that. But then you have to dodge it. Like, I have all these options, but I can't do this because I would be playing this character against what I'm used to, and so on. So I provide more characters so you can have a new, fresh set.
Fresh
faces, at the table.
Yeah. Cool.
And these characters are actually not period. Shakespeare was active in the turn of 16th to 17th century.
Mm.
This is later.
This is earlier. 100 years earlier.
Yeah, 15. But then Shakespeare has historical plays.
Yes, he has historical plays.
Well, we don't keep a historical accuracy because, Shakespeare... Neither.
I kind of felt this game, actually, the setting or the physical room is kind of important, and the lighting is important because... When you're trying to make people act up, sitting on the floor is really difficult.
Yes.
I think that's kind of the chosen location. I feel like in the end of towards the end of the game, people are a little bit tired.
Jumping up and it's late. I slept 4 hours this night.
And then if I'm standing up trying to acting out, and then suddenly people confuse if it's this monologue. I think that was a little bit. I realize sometimes freeform game actually need a proper setting.
Yes.
Or you tend to forget about that.
And I think that
to have a table here was one of the things that's helped, because it makes a distinction from the floor.
Yeah, from
we would have been stepping on the cards otherwise, so...
Yeah.
Or we would have to make this another way, yeah.
And I really do love these cards. The paintings were made by different artists.
Yes.
Most of them were done by the same Dutchman. And they were all... we actually know who all these people are. They are prominent people of their times. They are nobles, they are wealthy merchants. They all have story. We know who these people were.
Mm.
And they were all important, except for poor Nerissa, who was a prostitute and the mistress of the artist. She is the only one who's not of noble blood. But everyone else actually existed once, and we used their face in a game, I think it's...
This is sort of Dutch tradition, isn't it, of making portraits of wealthy men?
Yeah.
That's kind of the...
Now I got an idea where you only have portraits of Habsburgs. So every character is ugly with a fat nose and a fat lip. And
then you make a love story.
Take the paintings of Loskis and...
But I mean...
We didn't use a chorus. Is that the Shakespeare doesn't do that kind of stuff? What do you... Not chorus, but like people's...
no, it's not
Greek
Shakespearean thing.
Okay.
Really.
It's a Greek thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the Shakespeare very much.
They are written to be played by rather small casts of players, usually like 10 to 15 actors, and they do all...
Well, he uses sort of mass scenes, like many characters on stage, but it's many characters on stage, not a choir commenting on a play.
Mm.
I'm just playing, of course... To do this with the structure of Ibsen, pictures of Edvard Munch and Gustav Klimt would be a choice for another.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about doing it with the theater on. I don't know if you know this Chinese theater called the Tea House.
No, not personally.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But well, I just wanted to congratulate you on a brilliant game.
It worked very well. So I think.
This is something I think is... I mean, I still have to... I mean, I've been in two Victorian games the last times, and this is things I really don't like, but I'm feeling that I'm getting education. And this is part of education for me.
Yeah.
This is just... Okay, do I have to learn this? Yes.
I think
this is a good... I'm amazed that somebody actually has the brain to make something like this.
Actually,
Thank you.
This is
incredible.
Are you publishing this game online?
Yes, you can download it for free, actually.
Okay, yeah.
It's on my own page. And then you get this kit.
Yeah.
I'm working on making a printed actual, like,
sale-in-a-box
version.
Ooh.
Also.
Boxes,
too. The cards?
Yes, with the cards and everything.
Yeah.
Because
the
it's...
printed cards?
At the printer, yes, so... these cards are just made with a color printer at the university.
Yeah,
and I've been with system. There's magic cards behind every one of them.
Yeah.
So I suppose there could be a fortune in there somewhere hidden by a magic card that I'm not aware of is worth a fortune these days. But I'm looking to make a real print run of this and sell it online.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Because it's a lot of work to do this, and I want to make it easier to people to get into the game. And most people find it easier. Oh, well, I pay 100, 200 krona, and I get the game in my hand. I don't have to spend 2 hours sitting at home.
But then there's the people who want to do these 2 hours things, and they have the possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had with the color pictures, they can download, print.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, then you have... I think this is fairly ethical.
Yeah.
Way of doing it.
The beautiful is that this is an easy game to do playsets. So if you want to do an Ibsen playset for this game,
is the
hackable? You could.
Yeah, it's hackable. No, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, if you are going to do a playset, I suggest that you do the truths. We discussed them at first.
Yeah.
I said, these are the tropes of a Shakespearean comedy.
Yes.
The heroines dress up as men. We didn't see that in this play, but it usually happens. The lovers will marry at the end. These are,
but that was a very strong premise.
Yes.
Yeah.
We build expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are going to do another sort of story, you must provide expectations.
Yeah, you can do a tragedy. It says the lovers must die in the end.
Yeah.
For example, yeah.
Okay, what is the tropes for Ibsen?
I wouldn't know, it's just a name to me.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, for Strindberg, you would have probably know a bit little.
Maybe a little. I'd have to read up online before I.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a dollhouse, so I would say the woman must leave the house in the end.
Or maybe like the there must women is a strong character.
Yes.
The problem I think with Ibsen is he has several periods and there are several tropes to Ibsen.
Well, I think you could.
But it's the same
so
about Shakespeare.
But you have
going against society. It's the only moral obligation, enemy of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But going against society will make you punished, which is another lesson. And of course, syphilis is inheritable. The sins of the fathers are. Brought on the sons.
Yeah, but I think that's exactly the point of why the universal truth is important in the beginning, because everyone will have a different interpretation on the play or any artist's work.
Yeah.
So as a game designer, you set up the universal truth.
Yeah.
So you kind of unify the world
for
everyone.
Sort of axioms.
Yeah.
Or the axioms that is you choose as the truth for this game.
Yeah.
For this playset.
You read Carter McCormack or whatever you pronounce his name.
Carter McCormack. Yeah.
Yes, it's The Road.
No. Yes.
I mean,
it's one of the saddest story in the universe.
But the end is beautiful.
Yes. I mean, it's probably the simplest way of telling the story.
Yeah.
But yet the story is so complicated.
Yeah, I had to stop halfway because I wasn't feeling too well, and I just picked it up later.
Should we go down and enjoy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We should.
Please, before you leave, I want to do an introduction of people, and then I will cut it and put it in the first start of the episode. So, like if we're going to sit down to play.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So people can check out the names. Good evening. This is Wilhelm from the Nord Nobles podcast. Tonight we're playing The Daughters of Verona at Hong Kong. And with me at the table, I have
Håkon,
Karina,
Xing.
And let's see what kind of story we can make of it, right?
Yeah. Okay.